called Baby Pee-wee Gypsy Day Band and the Humongous Hairball, co-starring Nefertiti. Well, you might ask, Nefertiti was Roby's cat, a black cat. He used to sit in the sun in the front room at Roby and Baby Pee-wee's house.
Furball kitty.
What furball?
No.
I forgot it. I'd already given the story a name. That's right. Hairball. Well, Nefertiti used to sit in the front room in the sun and lick her fur. And of course, cats have like a little wash rag on their wrists. They lick their wrists and get that hair all wet and then lick their whole faces and lick their bodies all over.
No, they
go. Like that. Right. Well, and Gypsy Dave was watching Nefertiti and he said, "Boy, that's great. I wonder if there's some way that I could learn to do that and not have to take showers." "Ew, it seems like it would taste weird," said Baby Pee-wee. "Well, cats do it. Dogs lick themselves." "I know," said Dan.
"Dogs lick their wieners."
"Well, it's all a matter of taste," said Gypsy Dave, "and it's no big deal. I think I'll..." Well, just as he was about to... He was going to study how cats do it so that he could learn how and maybe teach other people how to do it in seminars for which they pay $75 a day. All of a sudden, that cat gave a tremendous and coughed out a hairball. "What's that?" said Dan. "I've never seen anything like it." "It's a hairball," said Roby. "Cats, when they lick themselves, sometimes get all that hair in their stomach and it balls up and forms a hairball and then they have to cough it out." "Yuck," said Dan. "I'll say," said Baby Pee-wee. "Let's take a closer look at that in a scientific way." He went and got his magnifying glass, which had a little light inside it.
And it... My head.
Boy, the battery's burned out. I think the reason was we left it on all day one day. But anyway, they all looked at that hairball, and Baby Pee-wee said, "Hey, this hairball, it's sort of pulsating." "Pulsating?" said Gypsy Day. "What do you mean?" "Well, you know, like as if it had a heartbeat. Bump, bump, bump. Look at it." Sure enough, Baby Pee-wee looked at it. Dan looked at it, and Gypsy Dave looked at it, and they could see that it was pulsating. "I don't like the looks of this," said Baby Pee-wee. "Maybe there's something inside it. We could take it down to Dr. Winkerbeans. He's got a an X-ray machine." "An X-ray machine," said Baby Pee-wee. "Where did he get that?" "He bought it at a medical surplus store," said Gypsy Dave. "All right, you want to walk or take the car?" "Oh, come on, let's take my car," said Gypsy Dave. "I haven't had it out for a little ride." "For one." So they went out and they got in Gypsy Dave's old Model A Ford that could go at speeds in excess of 45 miles an hour, and pretty soon they were going almost 45 miles an hour as they turned right onto Wickery and all the way to the end where Dr. Winkerbean used a remodeled old storefront building as his laboratory. They knocked at the door. "Come in," said the familiar voice of Dr. Winkerbean. In they went, and there was Dr. Winkerbean in his white lab coat and his lab goggles. "Say, Dr. Winkerbean," said Gypsy Dave, "do you have your X-ray machine hooked up?" "Well, I'll have to unplug a couple other things and plug it in, but that wouldn't take a minute," said Dr. Winkerbean. "All right, do it," said Gypsy Dave. "We've got something to look at." "What is it?" said Winkerbean. "A pulsating hairball." A pulsating hairball," said Dr. Winkerbean. "That is worth examining. I'll be right with you, boys." So he unplugged his What he unplugged was an incubator in which he had some baby chicks incubating. He figured that it wouldn't take very long, and he could get it hooked right back up again. And he also had three extension cords on which he had a fan, a heater, and an electric blanket, all going at the same time to help keep those chickens incubated. And All that stuff went out, and he plugged in his x-ray machine, and they set the hairball on the table in the x-ray, in between the x-ray panels. You see, an x-ray machine has to go, x-rays shoot through, and then it exposes a film on the other side. So they put the hairball there, and he says, "Step back, boys." He put on a lead lab apron, because when you shoot x-rays, you must wear a lead apron so that the x-rays can't get in it. X-rays can't go through lead, see? And well, they he opened up the photographic plate, because what happens is the x-rays go through something, and if there's anything hard, say like a bone, it shows up on the plate as a shadow, whereas anything else, the x-rays go right through. "Just as I thought," said Dr. Winkerbean. "What is it?" said Gypsy Dave. "There's nothing in there." "Nothing," said Baby Pee-wee. "How could it be pulsating?" Dan said, "Not only is it pulsating, boys, it's starting to grow." "Holy cow, those x-rays must have tripped off some sort of weird enlarging capacity, some sort of oncogene in that hairball. Look at it, it's growing like mad. It was already the size of a basketball. We gotta stop it." "Why?" said Winkerbean. "It doesn't look dangerous." "You don't know what a hairball will do when it gets to be real big. And look at it now. Why, it's the size of a large pumpkin." "Not as large as the pumpkin that was at Cub Foods a while back," said Gypsy Dave. "Oh yeah, look again. Well, now it was the size of that pumpkin at Cub Foods and growing to be almost as large as the pumpkin in Baby Pee-wee's backyard where Dusty Busted lived there briefly when she was his neighbor." "Let's get out of here," said Winkerbean. "I don't like the looks of it." Well, the hairball started rolling, and it went to the door and squeezed through and went out in the street and started rolling down the street. The first thing it came to was a car. It was old Mrs. Willoughby driving her old 1956 DeSoto down the street. It was a huge old clunky car, and she could barely steer it, and of course you couldn't even see her over the steering wheel because she slunk so down low in the seat. That hairball was right on top of her hood in no time. "What's that hairball doing on my car?" she said. "Get it off of there, boy," she said to Baby Pee-wee, and not very polite either. Baby Pee-wee, though, felt some sort of responsibility since he had taken that hairball to Winkerbean, so he jumped up on the hood of her car, and before he knew it, that hairball had absorbed him. Baby Pee-wee found himself inside this, he couldn't figure out quite what it was.
Hairball.
Well, it was a hairball, but when he got inside, there was nothing in there except some sort of glow. A glow of, oh, I guess a greenish hue, you might say. No, there was no ghost in there. It was merely a green sort of chi glow. "I see what's happened," said Baby Pee-wee. "That hairball is real. There's no more hair in the hairball than there was over at Roby's. But inside, there's this expanding chi force that's pushing a layer of hair out. And as it goes, it's going to need to absorb stuff to feed that chi." "Great Scott," said Baby Pee-wee. "That means it's going to try to absorb me." Sure enough, he looked, and his hands and arm were starting to smoke a little bit, kind of like someone sitting down by a cool stream on a cool morning, and when the sun hits, you know how that smoke comes off? Well, that's what was happening to him, except it wasn't just water coming off. His chi was coming right out of his arm and going into that inner greenish glow. "I've got to get out of here and do something," said Baby Pee-wee. "Let me find the edge of this." But he couldn't find the edge of it. No. He was, wherever he went, it seemed like he just kept going farther into the greenish glow. "No," said Baby Pee-wee, "I've got to turn my magic sword into a chi conductor and conduct that chi into a tiny little place, a ball of chi, and maybe that hairball will shrink back down around it. That's what I'll do." So Baby Pee-wee took his magic sword, and he said the magic words, "Chi convector," because convex means coming in and shrinking and What he did, he pushed the button that said on and started on. And it started sucking from the funnel-like end of that chi convector, and it started sucking the chi down. And as he did, that hairball was shrinking around him. And the chi was going down to it until it was the size of a pea. No, until it was the size of a tiny grain of sand. And then, floop, there stood baby.